Continuing in the learning of the Tulot of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shelos v'Tshuvot Chavedat, Chelek Gimel, Siman, Yud Teth. And in this Siman, he asks an interesting question. We have the practice, most people, most Kehilot, that during some part of Kabbalat Shabbat, at the very least at the end of Lecha Dodi, but many before that as well, turn around. We turn around to be Mekabel Shabbat. We assume the Shabbat comes from the opposite direction of the Aron HaKodesh, from doors, from the opposite, we turn around as if we are welcoming the Shabbat. And then when we do so, we're turning our backs to the Aron Kodesh. So is that okay or not? So why would it not be okay? Because the Rambam writes, and Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayav Adam Linog Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person has to treat a Sefer Torah with tremendous respect. And U'mitzvah Liyached L'Makom Karoi, it has to have a separate place. You have to act properly in front of it. It included in that is, V'Leach Zir L'Acholav. You shouldn't turn your back to the Sefer Torah, unless the Sefer Torah was above you, 10 tefachim. We'll get to that in detail. The Sefer Torah there, you have to act properly. The Gemara in Yumai comes from the Mishnah, says that when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom HaKippurim, he wouldn't turn around to leave, rather, he would walk backwards out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, so he wouldn't turn his back to the Aron. And the Gemara says, in fact, right, it's not just a Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim, but every Kohen Levi in Israel who would enter any part of the Beit HaMikdash that they could, they would walk out with their still facing the Beit HaMikdash. They would walk out backwards so as not to turn their backs to the Beit HaMikdash. We have the same din. The Gemara in that same place talks about the Talmid HaNiftar Merabo. When the Talmid leaves his Rebbe, he also shouldn't turn his back to him. He should walk out backwards respectfully. The Rambam writes this, and we know that the kavod that you have to give a Sefer Torah is greater than the kavod you have to give your Rebbe. And so for the Rebbe, you have to turn, you're not supposed to turn around, so certainly for the Sefer Torah. So you're not allowed to turn your back to the Sefer Torah. So what does it mean, though, because the Rambam writes that, لَيَخْزِي לו אחוריו, אלא אם כן היה גבוה ממנו עשרה תפחים, unless the Sefer Torah was more than tfachim, 10 tfachim tall. 10 tfachim tall what? From where? Where are we measuring from? So the Shevot v'Tshuvot Chavod Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach writes, 10 tefachim above your head. 10 tefachim gavoha, because look at the Rambam. Haya gavoha mimenu asara tefachim. Higher than you. If the Sefer Torah is higher than you, 10 tefachim above you, so even if you turn around, it's not like you're giving it back to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is above you. It's on the higher level. And so when I turn around, it's not like the Sefer Torah sees my back, kivyachol. Therefore, that's acceptable. Practically speaking, that's very hard. It's going to make sense only for very little kids. You have someone who's like 2 or 3 feet tall. Otherwise, most of us, when you walk in the Beit Knesset, the Sefer Torah is not 10 fucking above our heads. No, it's in the Aron Kodesh. So the Rambam himself, right, he's asking a different question. The Rambam wants to know, forget Lecha Dodi, because the Rambam never said Lecha Dodi. Lecha Dodi was only written after the Rambam lived. So, well after the Rambam died. So the Rambam never heard of Lecha Dodi. But the Rambam was asked a different question, What about Berkat Kohanim? Berkat Kohanim, the Kohanim get up there, and they turn around. They at the beginning of the bracha, they face the Aron Kodesh, and they make the bracha. And then they turn around, they face the Kahal with their backs to the Aron Kodesh. And so why is that okay? And the Rambam responds that if the Sifrei Torah were more than 10 tefachim above the ground, not above their heads, but above the ground, then it's not a problem, because when you're more than 10 tefachim above the ground, you're considered to be in a separate reshut, and therefore the Sefer Torah are considered to be in a separate domain, a separate area, and therefore you're not turning your back to them. It's not such a problem. Sefer Torah are more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's not a problem, and all of our Aron Kodesh, all the Aronot, are well more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and therefore it's not a problem for the Kohanim, so it's certainly not going to be a problem either for others as well, because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Everybody just wants to maybe distinguish between different types, between what that maybe the Chavod Yair is talking about something very different, but he argues that no, the Chavod Yair seems to be against this tshuva of the Rambam. In fact, the Beit Yosef quotes the Rashba, who says that when the Sefer Torah is munach on the bima, on the teva, the tzibur doesn't have to stand because it's on something that's 10 tefachim higher. It's not out. It's not in the same room as we are. It's on the teva. The teva is more than 10 tefachim high. Once it's there, you do not have to stand. In fact, the Taz, the Torah Zahav, says, even when the Aron Kodesh is open, when the Aron Kodesh is open, the Sefer Torah is not moving, the Aron Kodesh is open, So the Sefer Torah is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. You don't understand. You don't understand. Just because the Aron Kodesh is open, you don't understand. I'm not in the same room as the Sefer Torah. We do it because it's kavod. That's the olam nohagim as la'amod. Because it's zerach kavod. But it's certainly not required to do because it's considered to be in a separate domain. So far it seems like the Aron Kodesh is in a separate place. And therefore, if the Aron Kodesh is in a separate place, that it's not a problem to turn your back to it. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota has to learn a special din that the Kohanim can turn their back to the Aron Kodesh. So why do you need a special din that the Kohanim can turn their back to the Aron Kodesh? We just got through saying that the Sifrei Torah, when they're more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's not a problem. I'm in a different room, so it's not as if I'm turning my back. It's not a problem of Machzir Panav. So you see from here that I need a special din in the Gemara for Kohanim. It sounds like if it's not Kohanim, it's not supposed to be done. So Rav Avadia Yosef develops this idea. He says, look, it's technically permissible, but not appropriate. It's technically permissible, but not appropriate. It's not, you're right, it's technically permissible. It's not as if I'm turning my back to the Sefer Torah, but it doesn't seem to be Derech Kavod, and therefore he makes the argument that it's only permissible for Lesorech Mitzvah, the Kavod Tzibur. It's only permissible when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah or kavod ha-tzibur. And he explains that's why the Taz, that same Taz from before, the Taz in another place, he says that, you know, the rabbi gets up to give a drasha also. Often he stands in front of the Aron Kodesh with his back to the Aron Kodesh. And he says, that's okay, that's not a problem, even though the Sefer Torah is behind him. That same Taz, though, says, he says, you know why? Because the Sefer Torah is more than 10 fucking off the ground. But that same Taz says, when you're setting up the chairs in your Beit Knesset, be careful how you arrange them so people's backs are into the Sefer Torah. So, why not? If the Sefer Torah is more than 10 fucking off the ground, and that's why the rabbi's allowed to stand in front, so why can't the people with chairs be facing the backs of the Sefer Torah also? So Rabbi Yosef explains. He says, no. The reason is because it's not appropriate unless it's l'tzorech mitzvah or kavod ha-tzibur. So when the rabbi's getting up and giving a drasha, so that's l'tzorech mitzvah. Tzorech mitzvah, he's speaking divrei Torah, it's permissible. You have to make announcements for the Kehilah. You have to make announcements for the Kehilah. You have to put your back to the Sefer. That's fine. That's considered to be kavod ha-tzibur. But otherwise, it's not acceptable. So what about turning our backs during Kabbalah Shabbat, either Mizmor LeDavid or LeChadovim? So this comes from the Shara Kavanot, quoting the Arizal. He says, "Tachzir panecha keneged ruach ma'arav, sheshama chamas shokat." You should turn your back. You should face the west, where the sun sets. Ve'az tiskorenecha, close your eyes. Ve'chaven be'ema birak omed lifnei melech. And then he says, in fact, you should say, Havu la'ashem b'nei elim, the Mizmor LeDavid, and then boy kala three times. The Arizal likely does not have L'chadodi either. Now, in fact, the Arizal isn't talking about a Beit Knesset at all. The Arizal is not talking about turning your back to the Aron Kodesh, and in fact, he doesn't talk about an Aron Kodesh. He just says, turn to the west. The reason for that is because his practice was, and many Mekubalim in Tzfat at the time did this, is that they were Mekabel Shabbat out in the field. They were Mekabel Shabbat outdoors. They thought that was more appropriate. And so when they turn around, so they're back not to an Aron Kodesh because there's no Aron Kodesh in the back there at all. However, because it's for the mitzvah of Kabbalat Shabbat, Rabbi Yosef writes, because it's for the mitzvah of Kabbalat Shabbat, it seems like it's an appropriate practice. It's the same mitzvah of Kabbalat Shabbat. It's an idea in the Gemara quotes that a person should greet the Shabbat. A person should go out and greet the Shabbat. And therefore, we do this mishum kavod haShabbat. We do this to show how much we love Shabbat. Therefore, it's acceptable to do. And therefore, it's not a problem, even though technically we shouldn't turn our backs to a Sefer Torah ever. And this has to remind us that in all other situations, yes, during Mizmor LeDavid or LeChadodi, we shouldn't turn our backs. And the rabbi can give up a drasha and he can make the announcements. But all other times, you have to be particularly careful about this. It's particularly true if someone has a Sefer Torah in their home. Where do they keep it? How are they keeping it? They need to make sure that all of these things are being kept too. Because we're assuming, halacha l'maaseh, that even when the Sefer Torah is in the Aron Kodesh, it's only permissible for Kavod HaTzibur or L'tzorech Mitzvah. It behooves us to take that into consideration, particularly now, where Baruch Hashem being able to return to our Batei Knesset. As we're able to return to our Batei Knesset, it was a gezeira, we couldn't be in the Batei Knesset. Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't be in the Batei Knesset for so long. And, distance makes the heart grow fonder. When you miss something, when you don't have it, you realize how much you miss it. It behooves us and it requires us to take the notion of Kedushat Beit HaKnesset seriously, Kedushat Sefer Torah, to be machshiv that a little bit as we reapproach the Beit HaKnesset to realize that it deserves a tremendous respect because it represents the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful evening.